This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Good evening. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. You know, every once in a while when I do the show during normal times, I think to myself, man, I'm sure I'm missing something. Like, oh, this guy just signed a new contract with that team. We're not missing anything right now.
I don't think so.
There's nothing going on. No. So we had an idea that we would spend Thursday and Friday of this week talking about records and who holds what record and who holds the most points in this particular sport or the most NASCAR victories or whatever. And we said, let's do it Thursday and Friday and let's go through all. Let's do college football, college basketball, Illinois and football and basketball. And then tomorrow we'll get more on the professional scene, Major League Baseball, NBA, of course, who am I forgetting here? NHL a little bit. And who am I forgetting?
NFL.
NFL, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, and then I even did a little PGA and a little NASCAR to throw in. So today we're focused in on college football and college basketball. Derek went through college basketball early in the 4 o'clock hour. Trevor, you were going through college football, and we kind of ran out of time there. We needed to visit with Adam Fletcher, Illini strength and conditioning coach. This hour, we're going to let you finish up on college football, and then we're going to hit Illinois football and Illinois basketball to close out the show. If it looks like I don't do any work, it's because I don't. But actually, most of my stuff is tomorrow. So I've got most of the professional. You guys are handling. Derek, of course, makes sense handling the basketball. Trevor handling the football. So I'll shut up now, Trevor.
Okay, we were at Pat Mahomes had 819 yards
incredible.
In one game.
Can you start this hour with the longest punt ever?
Yeah, 99 yards.
99 yards.
It was Murray State against, or I'm sorry, that was the field goal. Florida in 1950, Pat Dealey.
So Florida not only scores every game since 88.
Since I graduated high school.
Punted a 99-yard
right.
punt.
And as you pointed out, is that impressive power, but it's impressive control.
No doubt.
To make it stop at the one.
And they had Tim Tebow. Yep.
They're winning.
Steve Spurrier.
Okay, let's see. How about a negative quarterback stat? The most interceptions thrown by one quarterback in one game.
Brett Favre.
College.
College.
I don't even know how you let this guy continue to throw.
Most interceptions
the
by...
Rutgers.
Not him.
Art Statowski.
Not him, but close.
Whose dad owned a pizza place or something.
This was John Reeves. I don't know what team he was on.
Okay.
In 1969, he threw 10 interceptions in one game.
He probably wasn't on a team after that.
Right.
I don't know how 8 interceptions deep, the coach goes over and is like, is Reeves still starting? They're like, yep, throw him back out there for the next series. He throws another one.
John, have you ever thought about playing tight end?
10 interceptions in one game.
10 in one game.
Jeez.
That's ridiculous.
All right, moving on to rushing.
Okay.
Most rushing yards in a career.
Barry Sanders.
Nope.
Ron Dane.
Ron Dane, good call.
7,125 yards rushing.
Man.
Most rushing yards in a single season.
Barry
Sanders, okay. 2,628.
Wow.
He rushed for almost 2,700 yards in one season.
In 1 year. That's incredible. Oklahoma State is where Barry Sanders.
13 games?
12 games? Yeah. Must have been, yeah. Most rushing yards in a game. This was actually just broken a few years ago against Kansas by an Oklahoma running back.
Most in a game. It wasn't Adrian Peterson?
No. Samaje Perine.
Uh-huh.
Never heard of him.
427 rushing yards against Kansas about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Actually,
where's Perine again?
Mikel Ashore, by the way, was up on that list.
333?
For that Northwestern Wrigley Field game.
How many, you know, he's got to hold the record for running the same direction.
No doubt.
Right?
Definitely.
That's automatic.
Unless Perine did all of his work in the second and fourth quarter.
Good call. That's a good call.
All right, now I'm receiving most receiving yards in a career. Recent guy from the MAC when P.J. Fleck was coach.
Oh, he played
Corey
for the,
Davis.
Corey yeah,
Davis.
I was about to say play for the Titans.
Yep.
5,300 receiving yards in his career at Western Michigan. Now, he was there all 4 years, to be fair.
What did Dudek have his freshman year?
I don't know.
Was it like...
It's over 1,000.
It was over 1,000.
I want to say it was like 1,100 or something.
Okay.
But
I mean, you know, That's hard to keep that up for 4 years, but can you imagine? He'd be at like 5,300
receiving yards in a career for Corey Davis.
That's incredible.
Jeez. Wow. And I don't know who the quarterback was, but he wasn't notable at Western Michigan, so it's not like he had Aaron Rodgers throwing these passes to him.
I wish it was the future and we could simulate what Mikey Dudek would have done staying healthy at Illinois. I mean, if he came in as a freshman and had over 1,000 yards receiving, imagine what he could have eclipsed. You know, I mean,
and he was punt returning.
Yeah.
He had that 70-yard run against Ohio State where it was like a weird gadget
play. Oh, that's right.
I mean, he was being used all over, too.
Yeah. That stinks.
Okay, most points, not counting kickers, because oddly enough, kickers are like the top 10 on this list because they score 3 every time they kick and then 1 for every extra point.
So most points
scored in a career by a college football player, excluding kickers.
Boy.
It's a recent player who played quarterback, but he couldn't throw. I'll give you that hint.
Let me think.
It's not
here.
Tebow?
No.
You mean like really couldn't throw?
He played for one of the military schools.
Yeah. Roger Staubach. I'm kidding. You mean it's recent.
Keenan Reynolds.
Who?
Keenan Reynolds, the Navy quarterback, was there all 4 years. He scored 530 points in his collegiate career.
Wow.
You play this past year?
No.
Okay. So say, should we know him from all our betting on Navy and Army this past year?
I knew you were
year?
Going there.
No, that was about 2 years ago.
I missed Trev Stick.
You think any coach on the other team was like, hey, let's dig in and stop Reynolds? I mean, one time maybe?
Yeah, well.
Goodness sakes. Okay, go ahead.
Highest career passer rating as a quarterback in college. This is one season.
Highest
passer rating a quarterback has ever posted in a single season.
Joe Burrow.
No, but it is very recent.
I guess.
It's recent.
Baker Mayfield?
Nope.
A rival
of Burrow's, so he's in the SEC.
Tua.
Oh, good call.
199.4.
Wow.
His passer rating his last year at Alabama.
I don't even know how you do a passer rating.
Not this year where he got hurt, but most career interceptions. And that's the defensive player.
In college. Okay. So in college.
Charles Woodson?
No.
1950 to 1952. He had 29 career.
Was it Illinois guy?
Yes.
Tal Brody, right?
That's right. Al Broski.
Or Al Broski. Not Tal Brody. Hello. Al Broski, yeah, had 29 interceptions.
Yep,
jeez.
In one season. Or, I'm sorry, in his
career. No, I was going to say, wait.
That'd be even more impressive.
Wonder what he did, what his high was. It was like 15, I thought.
Something like that.
29 interceptions.
Throwing to him. Why wasn't it not Broski Island before Revis Island?
He would change jerseys the next time out, and he'd line up on the right side. Makes You're like, sense. Well, I threw left, and Broski got it. I'm going to go, is it Broski or Broski?
I don't know.
I think it's Broski, and I feel bad, and I'm sorry to Illinois fans if I've messed that up.
And then one final one I decided to
tell Brody.
Control-F search the word Illinois to see if there are any other records.
Okay.
The word Illinois popped up 5 times.
Oh.
One for Howard Griffith.
Yeah.
One for Al Broski.
Okay.
Twice for Southern Illinois. Sorry, Lon. Howard
Thanks.
Griffith again and the Murray State 67-yard field goal.
Thanks.
And then once for Illinois State.
Oh.
Most career tackles.
Oh, was it Boomer? Boomer Grigsby.
Grigsby. Now, that's obviously that's FCS, not FBS. But he has more tackles in his career than any FBS player did.
Incredible.
At Illinois State.
Boomer Grigsby. He played in the NFL.
I just picked him because I love this name and I love the stat.
Here's what I learned from all of that. What did you hit, F7?
Well, Control F is how you can search a page for a word.
I had no idea. I tell you what, kids. It stinks being the old man in the room. Not going to lie to you. It stinks. All right, so that is our college football. We did college basketball to start the show. Now the rest of this hour, we're going to focus in on Illinois sports, both basketball and football. You want Trevor to start this one or Derek? Do you want to close with basketball or close with football?
Let's close with basketball.
Okay, so we'll let Trevor start with Illinois football.
Okay, Illinois football, best win percentage in a season. They've done it 3 times with the same record.
Best winning percentage in a season. They
83%.
Okay. They lost one game.
10-2, actually.
Oh,
is the best record they've ever had.
Oh, that's right, because that year, the 83 year, they
Correct.
Lost. Yeah,
now, there were
lost Missouri.
Counting the bowl game or no?
Yes.
Yeah, they lost to Missouri that year, right? And then UCLA.
Yeah.
And Rick Neuheisel was the quarterback at UCLA. And it was like a 45-9 or something Rose Bowl. We had a big party at my parents' house in the basement, and everybody was there, and everybody was just having a little fun right before the kickoff. And then all of a sudden, the kickoff, and about an hour later, everybody's like, okay, well, let's do something different.
Sounds like the Rose Bowl.
Yep.
There were a few 100% win percentage seasons around 1915.
Yeah.
One of those great years where they went
national titles, baby.
4-0-1. The years I'll never forget with a 0-0 tie.
Tied that YMCA team.
The highest AP poll finish they've ever had. So this is after the bowl game, after the season. What's the highest they've been ranked in the AP poll?
I want to say 3.
It is 3rd.
Is it?
Wow.
Excellent. 1963, they went 8-1-1 and finished 3rd in the AP poll after the season.
That wouldn't have been Butkus.
He was late 50s into early 60s, but I don't know about 63. Okay.
I am so bad at knowing how old a person is when you compare it. Like, in other words, if I looked at Dick Butkus, maybe I could give you an idea how old he is, but then to compare it as to when he played, I'm horrible with that.
I think he was 58 to 62 and this was 63.
Okay.
Dick Butkus listed on 1963.
Boom.
Along with Jim Grabowski.
Yep, Jim Grabowski. So Butkus, I think he was linebacker, and wasn't he center for a year or two?
I think so, yeah.
That's incredible.
Butkus 6th in the Heisman voting in 63, 3rd in 64.
That's crazy.
So they finished 3rd in the AP poll after that season.
Okay.
Okay, most career passing yards for a quarterback.
Career.
Not in a single season, but okay. Career.
Career passing yards.
I know all-purpose is Nathan.
Ugh.
Both are Nathan.
Oh, wow.
Nate Shieldhouse. Most career passing yards with 8,568. You throw in all-purpose, and it's almost up to 10.
Wow. And Juice is too.
Juice was second in both of those categories as well.
Okay. Where was Kitner?
He was right back there. Most career passing touchdowns, Kitner.
Oh, Curtie Kitner, yeah. Man, you talk about Kurt was good anyway, but you had Brandon Lloyd, Greg Lewis, both guys played in the NFL, Walter Young, who came here as a quarterback, and then Moorhead, right? Aaron Moorhead, who played in the NFL quite a bit. In fact, he is now a coach. He's like a receiver.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, yeah. We need to get him on, Trevor.
Okay.
Can we get him on before Berkland does as an Eagles fan? I'm surprised Berkland isn't all over that one.
I do find it interesting how Shieldhouse is above Juice in like every single category.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we all think of Shieldhouse as good, but I feel like we all kind of... Because of the Rose Bowl team,
is it because...
But, like, in your mind, you kind of assume Juice is, like, one in every rushing quarterback category, but Shieldhouse is.
That's crazy.
Juice's senior year was pretty darn disappointing.
That's true.
I'm getting benched.
That's right. Didn't they go, like, 4-8 or something?
3-9, right?
3-9.
Mm. Yeah. Eddie McGee, Fresno State, good times.
Oh, man.
Anybody remember that?
Is that when the offensive lineman caught the ball?
So, that was my birthday present. If my dad's listening, he'll laugh. It was 2009. The game was on my birthday, first week of December. And he asked me if I wanted to go to the game.
Yes!
Or there was some other option, like go to a movie.
Yeah, well,
whatever
yeah.
it was would be my birthday present. The price was probably comparable because the game tickets were probably $5. And I chose go to the game. It was freezing. 53-52, Fresno State wins on a tip 2-point conversion.
Oh, man.
I was in Sullivan listening to it.
And I was, 12?
Oh, yeah. Man.
That was a nice, impressionable age for
Did you hit the P-wall that day?
No, I didn't.
No, first time I ever met Trevor's dad, they were on their way to the P-wall for the first time
ever. That was the Iowa game, 63-0.
Oh, yes!
And I told him that if it got that disinteresting, I would take him over to Lon, and Lon could show him the P-wall, and 10 minutes into the game, here we were heading to the P-wall.
You guys stick that one out?
That should be a new tour.
Yeah,
at
it's
Memorial
like once
Stadium.
Once the game hits that point where you're just checked out and ready to go,
then you come and see Lon.
By Lon,
and he'll take you. Yeah, I'm not going to go in with you to the P wall, but I'll show you where it's at.
Sure.
And then you go in and experience it for the first time. The warmth.
Oh, it's like a tropical jungle.
It's incredible. It's incredible. There's been many times where I've taken a longer pee because it's so warm in there, and you got to warm up.
Highest career pass completion percentage for a quarterback. So not most yards, but the best completion
Verduzco.
Percentage.
Jeff George.
Nope. 1981 to 1985.
Tony Eason.
Nope.
No, it's Jack Trudeau.
Yep.
Jack Trudeau.
64% career completion percentage. So he was the starting quarterback for 4 years and basically completed 2 out of every 3 passes.
That's incredible.
Which is pretty darn
good.
That
is good.
Most career rushing yards.
Robert Holcomb.
Yep.
My favorite kid.
4,100 from 1994 to 97.
That dude was a good running back.
Most career rushing touchdowns, one game against the Salukis helped this. Hello.
Howard Griffith.
Howard Griffith had 31.
Oh.
Most rushing yards in a game, we just mentioned it earlier. Mikel LeShore had 333 against Northwestern at Wrigley Field in 2010.
Awesome.
Most career receiving yards?
David Williams.
Yep, 3,200 nice. On the dot from 83 to 85.
Okay.
Most receiving yards in a game? Somewhat recent wide receiver who got drafted but didn't really turn into much.
A.J. Jenkins.
A.J., yeah.
A.J. Jenkins had 268 receiving yards.
Wow.
In 2011 against Indiana.
How many?
268 receiving yards.
I do not remember that.
That was one of those Indiana-Illinois games where I think Indiana won like 58 to 49 or something. That was the year where you scored 65 against Michigan in the triple overtime game.
Yes.
And then you scored like 50 against... You had a good offense, just okay. No defense.
Hmm.
Highest career field goal made percentage?
Jason Rita.
No.
David Bass.
No.
It was Mike Bass. He still lives in Muhammad, I think.
Neil Rackers.
No. Derek Dimke.
Oh, I was going to say Christopher Lakis or whatever.
86%.
86%
on his field goal. He was here all 4 years. Basically, 9 out of every 10 times he kicked a field goal, no matter the distance he made it.
They only kicked it inside the 20. I'm kidding. Wow, Derek Dimke.
Even better than that, highest career extra point made percentage.
Rack.
Nope.
Dimke,
100%. He did not miss an extra point in his
Dude,
Illinois
that guy
career.
Just, like, even right now, you could, wherever he's at, he could just get up from the supper table, walk outside, and drill a 35-yard field goal.
Mm-hmm.
Be automatic.
I'm surprised he didn't turn into a good NFL kicker.
I know. Did he not have length on his field goals? I can't remember.
Well, 100% percentage is a pretty good
that is.
Percentage, in my opinion.
That's pretty cool.
Most career punting yards. So an Illinois punter. Recent. French.
Oh, what was his name?
Justin Duvernois.
Duvernois.
From 2011
wow.
to 2014, he racked up 11,000 punting yards.
Gee-money.
Which is almost an all-time NCAA record, and I thought, how is that the case? But then think about those seasons. Yeah. There was a lot of punting going on in the 2012, 2013.
That's not a good stat for your program.
Yeah, it's one that you'd probably prefer to keep down
yes.
than up.
Yes.
Because it means you're punting a lot.
Correct.
Most
sure Pat Beattie.
Or, yeah.
Or whatever his name
Pat
was.
Pat Beattie, yeah.
Beattie.
Most career tackles, defensive player Dana Howard.
Dana.
595.
Man.
Longest kickoff return touchdown. Who and how long? It's recent.
Was it Eugene? Oh, I was going to say Eugene Wilson. Kickoff return touchdown.
2013 against Southern Illinois. Sorry, Lon.
Come on!
Keep coming up.
Man.
D'Angelo Bentley.
Oh.
Took it back 101 yards.
Let's get him on the air.
I remember Aurelius against Penn State. That
yes.
was a little more exciting than D'Angelo's.
Yeah. Get Bentley on. I want to rip him.
And finally, most touchdowns scored in a quarter.
Was it Howard Griffith's game?
Nope.
That's surprising.
Think 1920s.
Oh, huh. Red Grange.
Red Grange against Michigan on homecoming, the game that you see the highlights. Five touchdowns scored in one quarter by one player.
The galloping ghost.
Can you imagine?
First
five
game ever.
In a quarter.
First game ever. Memorial
Touchdown
Stadium.
Touchdown Illinois, Red Grange.
Is that the best home opener of any stadium in the world?
Taking the opening kickoff back and then scoring four more times that quarter?
That's pretty impressive. Okay. All right. Did you do single game?
What do you mean?
Like Tony Eason had like 600 some, or no, Dave Wilson threw for like 600 some yards in one game. Okay. No, that's all right. That's all right. We can't hit every record, every stat.
We had rushing in a single game.
Yeah, that's true.
Mikel
and Jenkins receiving wise.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
Yeah.
You know what, Lon, I haven't heard you read any today, so.
I'm going to dominate tomorrow. Yeah, Dave Wilson threw for 608, I think, yards against Ohio State. In a game. And Illinois won the game. But, yeah, Wilson threw. Man, Illinois had some really good quarterbacks. With Dave Wilson, Jack Trudeau, Tony Eason, Jason Verduzco, Kittner. Johnny Johnson, Kurt Kittner.
Shielhouse, Juice.
Nate Juice. I mean, they've had some Finkhausen or whatever. That's a joke. Everybody else, I think he turned into a punter. All right, good stuff.
Chase Crouch turned into a tight end and then retired.
That was a joke.
Who?
Chase Crouch.
Oh, that's right.
Had a legendary
month
where he went from starting quarterback to starting tight end to backup tight end to retired.
Yep. You remember when he got hurt? When he hurt his shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And he went to the sidelines and we were like, oh boy, he's hurt. And he was. He couldn't.
So it was Jeff George Jr. time.
Yes. Jeff George Jr. Where's he at now?
Pitt, right?
At his 20th school.
I think he went to Michigan and now he's at Pitt.
Pitt. Okay.
He might be done.
Okay.
I don't know. I just want to talk to the guy with the golf carts.
Oh, yes.
I already forgot his name again.
Guy with the golf carts?
Pete DeNovo.
Yeah, he came
here,
remember?
Here for a week and then started a golf cart company.
He's an entrepreneur. And let's get him on. I think that's a great idea. I think we need to get him on.
He came
on.
Here to play quarterback?
He came here to play
that
quarterback.
That year when it was Crouch and Jeff George and Cam Thomas, right?
Yeah. It was pretty much, we were looking for
him. They added him
pretty
in the middle of the year.
Oh, boy.
But then a week later, he said he was done with the team, but then he was selling golf carts to the team or something.
Yeah.
It was a real savvy business move, if you're Pete.
Well, amen, and I've heard every one of his golf carts on audio.
Yeah, right.
Right here when we have post-game or post-practice. All right, good stuff with the Illinois football. When we come back, we'll dive into Illinois basketball with Derek Piper, go through some of the record books of what's happened with Illinois basketball. I hope everybody's enjoying this. We've gone through college football, college basketball, and now we're going through the Illini with both football and basketball. Tomorrow, do we remember the order tomorrow? I think we were going to start with...
I deleted it after you told me.
I think it was Major League Baseball at 5, because then we're going to do who you got. And in the first hour, we're going to do NFL,
NBA,
and then I've got some NASCAR
PGA.
And PGA real quick. So things like that. So
there's some weird NFL ones out there. I'll just preface it because I already did the weird stats.
I'm going to do the main Major League Baseball. Trevor's going to handle some of the weird, like most hit by pitches or something.
Well, he said that he was going to do baseball, and then he listed like average and RBIs, and I'm like, okay, so we're doing 1970s.
I'm just going to make Lon mad. I'm going to come in with all sabermetrics, all war, and
it's going to get all wary up in
here. I won't even know what
you're
talking about. Yeah, I'm like, what?
I'll try to find some weird ones, like fastest inside the park home run or something like that.
Pete Vukelich. What was his spin rate?
No idea.
He was an old pitcher for the Cardinals. All right, we're back as a drive.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Kenny with CU Under Construction. I just wanted to take a moment to tell you a little bit about our roofing division. We are fully licensed and insured residential and commercial. From roofs to foundations, siding to plumbing, with quality unmatched, CU has your back. We're also a preferred Owens Corning contractor. We specialize in storm damage. We look forward to building relationships with each new client in 2020. The thing I love about CU is that we are truly building better together. For details, visit CUUnderConstruction.com.
With Prospect Bank's online banking and bill pay, you can take care of your day-to-day banking needs from the comfort of your own home. Check account balances, transfer money, and pay your bills with our easy-to-use digital platform. Online banking can be accessed through our website, bankprospect.com, or through our mobile banking app. We're behind you with the opportunities you need to stay safe and secure. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Prospect Bank, the opportunity bank. Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now offering great deals online to all of Illini Nation. Introducing their biggest online sale ever. T-shirts starting at just $15, crewnecks starting at $20, and hoodies starting at $25. Hundreds of other items are 20% off with free shipping on orders of just $50 or more. You won't want to miss out on these amazing deals. Head to GameDaySpirit.com/sale today. That's GameDaySpirit.com/sale.
Like most right now, I need more freezer space. I went to Dick Van Dyke and they were sold out of the size I needed. They took my name and my number and said they were expecting a shipment in soon. About 2 hours later, my sales associate called me back and said a shipment of freezers in the size I needed was being unloaded. I went in, ordered, and got my freezer the next day. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Central Illinois within the past month. We know that keeping our food fresh is essential. So is keeping your homes clean. We have washing machines and dishwashers equipped with sanitation and steam clean. These appliances are in stock and on sale with a free 10-year protection plan. Our doors are open and our staff is practicing proper measures to keep your buying experience safe and sanitary. Call, order online, or stop into our showroom. We always guarantee the best deal. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get.
Hey, at Honda BMW, they're offering 25% discount on repair through the end of April in an effort to keep their staff employed. They'll even come pick up your vehicle, perform all the repairs, and fully sanitize it. They'll use seat covers, floor mats, and gloves to help protect everybody's health and safety while they service your vehicle. You can visit Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash in Savoy. They're open. Call 356-0303 to check availability for their delivery service. That's 356-0303.
You have to be tough to be the world's number one selling farm tractor. So Mahindra tractors have a heavy-duty steel frame. And you can get heavy-duty savings at our spring sales event. Save thousands on Mahindra, the official tractor of tough.
Come see us at Awesome Machine Sales and Rental in Savoy and Tuscola. 0% financing is available. Service parts in-house. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Simply awesome.
2018 data, including all Mahindra Group brand sales.
What's that about CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated? They know that cleanliness is on everyone's mind during this uncertain time. They offer a viral disinfectant kit that allows anyone to make disinfectant solutions that are effective against contagious, viral, and bacterial pathogens, including coronavirus, influenza, neurovirus, and more.
This is brilliant. I mean, if you're a business and you wanted to really deep clean, or even your house, I think this is brilliant.
Yeah, with one shot, 256 Century Q disinfectant. It's hospital grade, so you know it's good and can help protect you, your coworkers, students, employees, friends, and family against COVID-19 when used according to the directions. Go local with CMI. Check them out online at CMIclean.com.
We got a segment we're doing here, Derek.
We do, and it's brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com.
All right, Trevor, we have an answer from Andrew. Andrew asked me a question, and I said I heard it on a commercial, and his answer back to me on a text was, oh, I'd bet.
Is it I-G-H-T or I-T-E?
I-G-H-T.
Yep.
Space bet. So I sent back and said, bet what, geek? And his answer to that was, never mind. So I don't know. I can't understand. Trevor said it best. Andrew will be one of those kids that even in a job interview, they'll be like, we got your resume, and we're impressed, and we'd like for you to come in Wednesday at 9 o'clock. And his response will be like, I bet.
Well, a lot of kids talk that way. It's just I don't hear a lot of the kids talk that way to, like, their dad.
Right.
Like, he doesn't change his demeanor depending on who's around him. Everyone must change their demeanor to match his.
That's correct. That is correct.
Or he just looks to you as one of his peers.
Well, maybe. That's scary.
Hey, that's I eat with me.
Maybe he'll lead a business one day on that. All right, so we're going through Illinois basketball and football. We've done football. Now it's time for Derek Piper to take over with the Illinois basketball record books.
Okay.
I'm anxious to hear some of these stats that you uncovered.
We're going
to
start with top five scorers. You know the all-time leader.
Deion, baby.
Deion Thomas, 2,129. Number two, Kiwon Garris.
Yeah.
Number three, Malcolm Hill.
Oh, that's right.
You could win a bar bet with that, like,
I was going to say,
like a decade from now.
Mm-hmm. Still surprising to see him that high.
All three of those guys played 4 years, right? At Illinois.
Yep. So did the next guy, D. Brown.
D.
A little more than 1,800. Brian Cook, number five.
He played all four.
1,748. I will say, Frank Williams, 17th. With over 1,400, if he would have averaged his 16 a game as a junior and came back for a senior, he would have been second all time.
Wow. Really? He would have made that big of a jump.
Yep.
Man, I didn't know that. All right.
Trent's
so,
got to be, he's got like 1,100 now, yeah. Right? He's got to be up there in the top 30.
That's pretty cool. He'll be able to make his, make his mark. All right. All right. So Deion, Kiwon,
Malcolm Hill,
Malcolm,
D. Brown,
and Brian Cook. Brian Cook. All right. Cookie.
Top scoring average in a season, 27.8 a game in 1966.
Was it Dave Downey, Johnny Red Kerr?
Johnny Red Kerr was second in 1954.
Hmm. Wasn't Altenberger, was it?
No.
That would have been his dad.
Is he that old?
Yeah, Doug played in 84, oh. Right? Well, I'm not even ripping on you because that's what I do, okay. Right there. That's exactly what I do. And people are like, Lon, he's only 30.
Anything
I'm
like, oh. Pre-like 1980 yeah, is all the yeah. Same no. Thing to me.
Don Freeman.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Averaged almost 28 a game in 1966.
Man.
Wow.
That's scoring at a clip right there.
All right, in 1963, this player scored the most points in a game for Illinois basketball.
Downey.
Dave Downey had 53 at Indiana.
Yes.
Second, Andy Kaufman, 46 against Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Andy Kaufman, have you guys ever gone back and watched his highlights?
Just honestly, the Iowa one.
First of all, that dude was so jacked, like strong, and he could score. If they would have let him, I think maybe the best... Not the best. One of the top five all-time games that I ever watched Illinois, and it's the best Missouri-Illinois game ever, was when Andy Kaufman and Doug Smith went toe-to-toe. They each scored like 30-some points in that bragging rights game. Illinois, I think, won the game. Doug Smith went on to play in the NBA, but Andy Kaufman was a beast. Jacksonville, Illinois.
Yep. Number three most points scored in a game happened... Since 2010, Bruce Weber's last season.
Brandon,
actually.
Right?
Brandon, 43 against Ohio State.
Okay.
He went 8-for-10 from three.
Wow.
That was against number five OSU, Solinger, Deshaun Thomas, Aaron Kraft.
Oh.
That tied most threes in a game with D. Brown against Purdue, Kevin Turner at UCLA, and Trent Meacham against Florida A&M.
Sweet.
But Brandon wins the tiebreaker because that last three he had was absurd.
Boom.
Right, where the hand in his face is the shot clock
yep.
Expired.
And beat a top five team.
Yeah.
So 53 is the most, 44 for Kaufman.
46.
Or I'm sorry, 46 Kaufman.
43 Brandon Paul.
Okay. Didn't he miss a few free throws? I feel like Brandon could have been second. I remember him missing a few free throws at the end of that game.
Yeah, because Kaufman didn't.
Sounds right, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Most threes in a season. Can you tell me who that was?
Corey?
See, you would think it was Corey.
Yeah.
Corey's actually third.
Whoa.
Is it DJ?
No.
I was going to say DJ.
Since 2000. The top two are in the same season.
Luth?
Pretty memorable team, yeah. Luther had 116 threes in a season.
Man, that is a lot of threes.
I think of him as like a sharpshooter.
I know. He and Darren tied at 70.
He took, a note here, he took 16 threes in the 05 title game.
He took 16 threes.
He went 5-for-16, had some good looks late in that game. He shot 41% from three on the season that year.
Oh, man.
You ever just go back and watch the last, like, 2 minutes?
No! I've never watched it.
Never?
I've never gone back and watched that game or the Michigan-Illinois game in 89. I cannot do it.
There's so many good looks from three that for some reason just rim out, and it's maddening.
I mean, they were tied at 70.
It's maddening.
And Darren and Luther each had wide open looks.
And if you pause time and, like, God handed that to you, you'd say, I'll take it in a heartbeat.
That's the time, and I'm serious when I say this, and I know that the good Lord's got so many things that he's got to get done except this, but that's the time where I was like, yep, that's it. He's never going to let Illinois win a national title. He's just not. Because how else? Right. I mean, first of all, you jobbed us, not the good Lord, but we got jobbed all game on Sean May and James Augustine.
Somehow still tied with a minute and a half to go or whatever it is.
And you're handing the ball to Darren Williams, who was the number three pick?
Yes.
And then Luther Head, who was like the 27th pick in the draft. You're handing the ball to them with a wide open shot.
They aren't four shots either.
Nope.
They're easy looks.
Nope. And neither one of them go down. And if either one of those drop, you probably win the national title.
Because it was a 5-point game. It was a 5-point game, but two of those 5 points were just free throws that sealed it late. So it was really a 3-point game.
It just makes me mad. Like that in the Michigan game in 89, they just make me mad. Like, you'd think I'd be like, oh, yeah, we had a great team in 89, and they got to the Final Four, and Sean Higgins put a ball in that
I apologize for bringing it up.
Man.
D. Brown, second most threes in the season with 99. Most career threes, Corey Bradford.
Corey?
327. D. second. You tell me who's third. You already said his name.
DJ?
DJ Richardson, 278.
Wow.
Let's go to rebounds.
Where would... Why am I forgetting his name? That had to leave early. He was involved in the car situation. Jamar Smith. Where would he rank on that? Jamar Smith could hit threes, man.
The microwave they used to call him.
He could hit threes. Didn't he in the game against... They played Washington against Brandon Roy. That was D and Augie's senior year.
That's right.
The year after, so it was 06. And I think in that game, he made 5 or 6 threes. If I'm correct on that, I could be wrong.
Most career rebounds.
So Justin just said, have faith the Cubs won one.
That's true.
Most rebounds ever, Ephraim?
Ephraim is third.
I feel like Egwu's higher on here than you think.
Two have played.
Oh, Augie. Augie's number one. I'm sorry.
Augie, number one, 1,023. Next one played more recent than Augie.
Mike Davis,
what? 909.
He's really
the second most career rebounds at Illinois.
Mike Davis was a pretty stinking good basketball player.
I would not have guessed that.
Ephraim winners after that. Deion Thomas, fourth.
Warren Carter. I'm kidding. He's not. I just wanted to do it.
Eddie Johnson.
Eddie.
Fifth.
Okay.
In career rebounds. Most rebounds in a game. Happened in 1963.
Oh, of course.
Well, didn't Kofi just break that? Or was that something else?
No, this would be hard to break.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to guess like 25.
Oh, 24.
24.
Wow.
Well,
what did Kofi break then? Because Deion held the record for, was it by a freshman then?
Yeah, was it double-doubles?
Kofi got like 18 rebounds in one game, and that broke some kind of record.
Maybe the Deion freshman held. Record.
Okay.
Rebounding record.
And he also finished with the highest rebounding average of a freshman, too.
I'll say Johnny Red Kerr back in the... I don't know if Johnny Red was a big rebounder.
Skip Thorin?
Oh, yeah, Skip Thorin.
Skip Thorin, 24 at UCLA in 1963. Second, Nick Weatherspoon, 23 at Michigan in 1971.
Those are some stud names. Skip Thorin. I think it's Thorin. No.
Thorin?
T-H-O-R-E-N. Kent Brown's listening going, Lon, you know these. That's my bad. But anyway, I'd love to have somebody on to talk about those guys. We need to have Mike Pearson on soon.
Yeah.
He'd be excellent to talk about names like that.
All right, we're going to dimes now. Most career assists all time.
McCamey
is second.
Bruce.
Bruce Douglas is first. Douglas with 765. McCamey, 733.
Derek Harper's not even three, but of course he only played 3 years.
Right. Four-year player D. Brown, third. Three-year player is fourth, Darren Williams, 594.
Wow.
Kewan Garris, 502. Most assists in a game, there's a tie. And it's quite a few. One is on the all-time, in the top five all-time.
It's D.
Nope.
No?
2010.
So McCamey.
It's like 12.
16.
Oh, whoa. 16.
At Purdue.
McCamey had 16 assists at Purdue.
Ma'am.
2010.
Oh, my gosh.
This other one came at Pitt in 1986.
That would be, is it Bruce?
Nope.
Altenberger.
Nope.
No.
I guess the right timeline there.
He was the guy catching and shooting in 86.
First name, Tony.
Tony Weisinger. Tony I was going to say Tony. I didn't know he had that many assists.
16 at Pitt.
Man. Remember P.J. Bowman played at Parkland? You guys don't remember him.
Most career steals.
Bruce.
Bruce Douglas, 324. D. Brown, 231. Kendall Gill, 218. Douglas has the most steals in a game. Is at Purdue in 84. How many?
12.
Not quite. Not Eight. Quite that many.
10?
Eight.
Eight. Okay. Remember Luther had those steals he had against Arizona and that
comeback?
Well, I was going to mention the assist that, was it Darren to D on that layup where he like,
oh, it was
he threw the ball ahead, but he spun it backwards enough so that it like perfectly bounced back to D for the layup.
Incredible.
It was like, a D pass. It was at Michigan, like the one to Augie, I think, for a dunk. It's like a behind the back or a no look where he's like, had the ball for maybe a split second, and just whipped it. Yeah.
Well, Frank did that too. Remember That's that true. Game against Iowa where he dominated. All right.
Most career blocks.
Egwu.
Nana.
Yeah, baby.
By a significant margin, 201. Dion is second with 177.
Okay.
This player behind him is one behind in third place. Played then a decade ago.
Nick Smith, Mike Tisdale.
Mike Tisdale.
Really?
Wow. 176.
He didn't even jump. He just stood there.
Most blocks in a game.
Oh, Kofi. Didn't he just tie it?
He probably made a freshman record. It was also the high in the Big Ten for the year.
He
tied
had
that.
Six against Indiana, right?
Yeah. 11 versus South Carolina.
Jeez.
In 1978.
I wouldn't know who that'd be.
Derek Holcomb.
Oh, yeah. Derek Holcomb. He and James Griffin played together back then.
Honestly, if someone's blocked your shot 10 times, why are you even?
You just stop. Derek Holcomb and James Griffin back in the day. They were, you know, because nobody really weight trained back then. They were just these tall, lanky dudes. Hmm. Derek Holcomb.
All right, I have a couple of team stats for you.
Okay.
Most points Illinois has ever scored in a game. Can you tell me how many?
I bet it's...
Well, we had a 120-something this year. I don't know if that was the most ever, though.
I think it was 89, wasn't it? Didn't they score like 138?
88, 89, they scored 127.
Wow.
They beat LSU.
That was LSU, right? Yeah.
127 to 100.
That's wild.
Listen, that was how they played ball back then.
LSU had a last name, Abdul Rahim, not Sharif, but he averaged 30 a game.
It was Mahmoud, right?
Yeah.
Mahmoud Abdul Rahim.
Who cares when you're averaging 30 a game if you score 127?
That is incredible.
Jeez. And that wasn't, I mean, this year they scored, what, like 125, but it was Lindenwood.
And that
wasn't like Power 5 competition.
That was an average score in the NBA. 127, it'd be like 130 to 120. Those were NBA scores in the 80s. Man, the sun's out, by the way.
It is. Most players to foul out in a game.
I'll let Lon take that one.
Six. 2001 Elite
Stupid.
Eight.
Stupid.
Versus Arizona.
There's still a dent in a wall in Sullivan, Illinois, in a house created by Lon Tay and a remote.
I can't even imagine that on top of Bill Walton calling the game.
Oh.
I would have lost my... luckily, I was five, but I would have lost my mind.
Quite the quandary. I remember him saying that for some reason, and of course, his son was playing.
Right, that's what I mean.
It was just... Whatever you think about
Bill Walton.
Another
Illinois rule.
Yes.
Where you can't be the announcer for your son's game in a tournament.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, can we add that to the list of 100 things? There has to be a book. You've got to create a book that every Illinois fan, when they get to a certain age, has to read to understand what those before them have gone through.
I'll let Lon write the Bill Lemonnier chapter.
You know what? The best thing about that is this whole quarantine thing. I don't think he's able to come to Champaign now. Remember, he was going to come and visit with area high school officials.
That's right.
My buddy Ken sent me this thing and said, hey, guess who's coming? That's pretty cool. And he didn't realize I hated him. You're not supposed to hate anybody. Yeah, you do. Okay.
The football ref with
Michigan the fumble game.
My bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Thinking back on better times, we got two to close here.
Okay.
Most consecutive weeks ranked in the top 25.
Actually, let's take a quick break.
Yeah, let's do that.
Tease the final two. Here we go. All right, we're back. Drive.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 30 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Rescue workers face death every day. And far too often, their families lose them while they're helping you on the road. When you see emergency lights flashing, you must slow down and move over to the far lane. That includes red, blue, and orange lights. If you hit someone on the road, you'll be charged with a felony. That means jail time. Help us keep our families safe when we're out helping yours. When the lights are flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Brought to you by Tatman's Towing.
So you're stuck at home and want to do some painting. Well, with their supply of both Benjamin Moore and PPG paints, Nick's Paints is the area's premier painting supply store. You can view the products at BenjaminMoore.com. Once you've picked it out, call Nick, 356-5711. You can also email your order to nickspaints@gmail.com. Nick will deliver it to your doorstep for free without getting near you. They're open at John and Randolph, but you don't have to come in. Visit nickspaints.com for more information, and let's go paint something.
Two Men in a Truck is the leader in all things moving. During this difficult time in our country, we're here to help you. As the movers who care, we're taking all necessary precautions to protect you, your belongings, and our employees daily. In Illinois, moving is an essential service to ensure shelter or the delivery of supplies, and we're open to help meet all of your home or business moving needs. For more information on how Two Men in a Truck is handling the coronavirus or to book a move, visit twomenchampagne.com. That's a smart move.
There's one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Start a riot! Start a riot! Don't actually do that. This is what the name of the song.
Please don't do that.
No, don't start a riot.
I'm trying to go find some toilet paper, and I don't want to have to navigate my way through a riot.
Hey, text me if there is...
I will not give out the location. The place that I went today had toilet paper.
Okay. Okay, I've got a buddy.
Not the terrible stuff that they want you to get. It's left there for a reason.
That
happened
to
me last time, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That stuff isn't even toilet paper, let's be honest. That's like one ply.
Correct.
You could sneeze on it and it would rip in half. I can't use that stuff.
All right, we're finishing up the drive today with Illinois records, and we're on the basketball side of thing. So you're down now to two team records you're teasing us with.
Yep. First, we'll go most consecutive weeks ranked in the top 25.
Okay, so it had to have been 04-05. And
this will stretch across.
I was going to say, because I think they were ranked the year before, and then they would have been ranked the year after.
And obviously, they never lost the ranking during that season.
No. So how many weeks are in a season?
Well, they went, what was their 37-1? What was their record that 37-2?
37-2, I think, yeah.
I think. So that would have been 39 weeks right there. I'll say 50.
I'm going to go with that too.
Okay. From the preseason in 2000-2001 through January 13th, 2004, so right before 04-05, 68 straight weeks.
Oh, really?
Then they were unranked for 3 weeks after that. And ranked again for 45 more straight weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, kids, I'm not lying to you. That's what it used to be like.
So take out 3 weeks, and they were ranked for like 150 straight weeks.
Yeah.
Almost basically like a third of a year.
That's what it used to be like. I explain this to Andrew sometimes. I have to.
Not a third of a year. That's multiple years.
Well, right.
That's like 4 years.
I'm like Andrew. I remember when Illinois was the top 25 team every week, every game, every year.
Well, that's what I was talking about when, like, we literally threw an hour-long party for when we got ranked again this year. And I'm not blaming us for doing that, but it's kind of like we. I was getting emails, buy tickets, they're ranked 25th. Yeah. And I'm like, I remember when they were ranked 12th.
Oh, goodness.
Perfect transition. You said buy tickets.
Oh.
Last one I have, most sellout crowds in a season.
Ooh. Well, I know the biggest sellout was that last game, or not the last game, that game against Michigan where they went into overtime and won before they renovated.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to get as many people in there as they could.
I bet it was the Self years.
Nope.
No? So it was Bruce?
See, I would almost bet that it, because if you think about season tickets, they're reactionary to what happened.
Yeah. Good that's point. Good, that's a good way of thinking.
Boom. So like, I would almost think like, after 2005.
So the 05-06.
Something like that.
Okay.
Let's go with that one.
05-06 had 16 sellout crowds.
Wow.
Which was second to 06-07 that had 17 sellout crowds.
Wow.
Third, 15 sellout crowds in 07-08. There were 60 consecutive sellout crowds from Wake Forest, December 2004, through the final game of 2007-2008. Wow.
That is awesome.
That's actually like a really excellent study in terms of how long the just the good karma from one season can last.
Yes.
Basically 2 years worth of tickets were sold.
Wow.
Just based on what happened to
title appearance.
Somehow Bruce took all of that and just
he flattened the curve.
He flattened the curve. That's exactly. Sorry, I know everybody out there loves Bruce. It's my bad. I'm the one guy that doesn't.
60 straight sellouts.
It's incredible.
So, yeah, you should tell Andrew about those times.
I will.
Man.
I hope he's listening. Hey, all right.
I bet.
All right, great stuff, guys, because you guys did the yeoman work today. We want to thank Adam Fletcher, Illinois strength and conditioning coach. Tomorrow we're hitting the professional ranks. We're going to cover NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball. We've got a little bit of PGA and NASCAR. We're going through all the records of all the sports that we love. And just kind of getting everybody smarter during this quarantine time to when we can finally go back to the bars again.
Yeah.
You can start winning bets.
Exactly.
This
Mike
is going to be great.
Al Broski. Those are good
Skip
ones.
Skip Thoreen.
I would not have guessed Thoreen. Mike Davis at all.
Mike Davis. I know. It's crazy. One of these days, I'll get all their names right, too.
99-yard punt.
Oh, that's incredible. Pat Leahy?
Pat Beeley.
Beeley
Florida,
from Florida.
1950.
I'm going to remember that
one. From the one to the one.
That's crazy. All right, boys. Well done today. I'll take over a little bit tomorrow. We'll have some fun on a Friday. It is The Drive.
Goodbye.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.